If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring live music recorded in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music and IMRP Sing. Hi there, and welcome once again to the outdoor stage at the Village Bakery in Haines Junction, Yukon. The Village Bakery and Deli has been one of Yukon's hotspots for live music for the past 30 years. Traditionally, the bakery offered a salmon dinner and music on Friday nights during its three-month summer season. During the declared pandemic, while most other live music venues in the Yukon closed, the bakery doubled down and offered live music and dinner twice a week on Fridays and Saturdays. This was all done in a safe outdoor environment. Even before the declared pandemic, we had been witnessing a steady decline in venues offering live music in the Yukon. Luckily, this trend has since reversed as new venues offering a live music experience have opened up shop in Whitehorse, and a new wave of audiences are embracing live music once again. At the same time, new bands have formed and more very talented musicians have moved to the Yukon over the past few years. This episode features one of these awesome musicians who now calls Yukon home. 27-year-old First Nation singer, songwriter Bria Rose grew up in the small community of Dease Lake in northwest BC. Her songs and attitude reflect her Tarleton name, Ko'oth Keith, which translates to North Wind Blowing. Bria Rose evokes power and playfulness through her stories and sound. Her colorful spirit digs deep to share her northern perspective through her lyrics, her glow, and her exuberance. Her artistic style draws inspiration from influences such as Janis Joplin, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Miley Cyrus, and Digging Roots, to name a few. Together with her band, The Thorns, they bring a rock and roll edge with heart and grit. Bria started focusing on the development of her professional career when she moved to Whitehorse in 2021, taking the Yukon capital by storm. She and her band have been busy performing across the Yukon and beyond ever since. In the summer of 2023, she visited the U.S. to play gigs in Nashville and Memphis, Tennessee. Bria's first solo single, Seasons, was released in October of 2022. Bria Rosenthorn's debut EP is slated to be published in the fall of 2023. Back now to the deck of the Village Bakery, where Bria, on vocals and acoustic guitar, is joined on stage by Chris Moore and Francois Jacques on electric guitars, Adam Cripps on bass, and Josh Mack on drums.
This morning, I'm going to keep it a little softer this set, and the next set maybe bring out a little bit more of the rock side. This one's about no matter what you do, somebody's going to interpret it the wrong way. Good side. For my dad's wedding and sang it on the top of a mountain, which got ceremony named Heart Mountain in Teletan territory. I'm Teletan and Cree, and so I almost froze my fingers off for what wasn't even my wife. Top of a mountain on September 1st is actually cold. Don't wear open toe shoes and a dress like this.
Bye.
to all the lovers out there.
I know I want.